It's time for tonight's post-game coaches show and interview presented by Bearings. And, Coach, have you gotten your breath back yet?
You know, I just don't I don't know how we got it. what a game of ups and downs and spectacular plays and not so spectacular plays. And we kept talking about in the huddle that, hey, we were this way at East Carolina. Hey, we were this way at Alabama. So we went into the memory bank, and my goodness gracious. And you know, Lee threw that ball away at the end, but then it was Lee who advanced the ball up the court and delivered the ball to Mike for that three. And balances out.
Talk about this performance by Mike Jones, one of the best you will see offensively. 29 points. At one point, he was 7 of 7 from three, finished 8 of 9. And 9 of 12 from the floor. It seems whenever he catches you, you expect it to go in.
Well, you know, Foster gets so much attention, and Lee gets so much attention, and Mike is a guy that has been starting to get attention, but he made them pay every time he caught the ball tonight, and it was as fluid and as effortless as can be when he shot the ball, and we all knew it was going in, and just a fantastic performance by Michael tonight. And, you know, Lee and Foster and Luca and Sam and Dez Grant and Nelson, just all of them, just so thrilled with what they did tonight.
And this Richmond team overall, I mean, it was a heavyweight battle. They made everything tough defensively.
They sure did. 16 turnovers, very uncharacteristic. And, you know, we think we could do a better job of being tough with the ball, and we weren't that way tonight, but I think we can grow from this.
And rebounding, I would think you'd have to be pleased you end up at plus 17 on
yeah,
the boards.
Yeah, and you know, we got a couple of big offensive rebounds. Luka was sensational again. It done the double-double from him, and 33 minutes of playing time, and just so our fans understand, Foster got his booster shot after the game against Massachusetts on Wednesday morning, and was really impacted by it. Did not come to practice Wednesday. Thursday attended practice but didn't practice. This morning barely walked through the went through the walkthrough. So he was, you know, COVID hit us in a strange way. But I think that really affected his stamina in terms of just being able to fight through, and you know, his shooting was not up to par tonight. And there's no doubt that not getting those reps for 2 days really impacted him.
There's one key point, Coach. He looked at you. I think he said something along the lines, "I got this, Coach." It was later in the game.
Yeah, he made a big three right after that.
Good thing he was still in there. But Lawyer, 16 points. Lee, 19. We mentioned Jones with the 29. Let's talk about the two baskets Grant Huffman made this game.
How big were they?
One to beat the shot clock, one in the lane.
How big were they? You know, the one with the shot clock expiring, it just goes to show you that when you do something habitually and it just happens, and he's taken that shot in practice sessions, and it got to that point where his body was not in sync with the basket, but he's taken that shot in practice as a practice shot, and sure enough, it goes in, and he made that big drive across the lane that I think cut the lead to like three at that point. And of course, his defense was superb, too.
In the line, which has been up and down a little bit the last several games, that much more important tonight, 14 of 16 from the stripe.
Yeah, and the big ones were Luka Brajkovic's two. I mean, they were so very valuable for us. And Sam made one of the two, so we got a 75% from Sam and Luka, which is great.
And, Coach, finally, 13 in a row. What did your team show you once again here tonight?
Well, the resiliency. You know, look at our shooting numbers. 54% from the floor, 48 from three, 87. This is a heck of a defensive team, Richmond. This team is really good. I mean, Richmond is really, really good. And for us to get this victory in this environment just shows a degree of toughness that I think we can continue to build upon, because we're on a journey. We believe me, we've got a long way to go, and we got a lot of lessons to learn from tonight. But the journey's been a good one to date. Very good, Coach.
We were treated to a gem this evening. Congratulations. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.